In this bulletin, Alan Tudge says a reported $500,000 legal settlement doesn't involve him. Members of the Filipino diaspora react to Ferdinand Marcos Jr.'s presidential election win, and two Melbourne tram drivers will take part in the European Tram Drivers' Championships. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Former Education Minister Alan Tudge says he could return to the Cabinet if in a position to do so after he was stood down last year over allegations he was abusive towards a former staff member. Mr. Tudge has denied all allegations made against him by Rachel Miller. Mr. Tudge has not appeared before the media until now, when he was approached by Sky News while campaigning in his electorate. He's also denied any knowledge of a payout that Ms. Miller is reportedly receiving from the Department of Finance over allegations of bullying and sexual harassment during her time in Parliament. Mr. Tudge has told Sky News the settlement doesn't involve him.
I'm not aware of any of those things. I have no information. I haven't been called as a witness. I haven't been asked to provide evidence. And as the Prime Minister said, if it involved me, he would have been made aware, and he hasn't been made aware.
Are you looking to maintain the ministerialship, however, for the election?
Well, the Prime Minister has made clear that should we be re-elected and I'm in a position to step back up, then I'll do so.
Anthony Albanese is promising to make a Federal Integrity Commission one of Labor's priorities if elected on May the 21st. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has stood by his past comments this morning, criticising the New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption, which he's called a kangaroo court. Those comments have drawn criticism from legal experts and the outgoing commissioner of the ICAC. The coalition previously promised an integrity commission at the last election, but has refused to bring their legislation to the floor of the parliament. The opposition leader says an anti-corruption watchdog should be able to operate without external interference.
It would be acceptable for that body to operate according to how it sees it should operate and not take directives from politicians about how it operates.
The Australian Filipino community has reflected on what it means for Ferdinand Marcos Jr., the son of the country's ousted dictator, to win the Philippines presidential election. An unofficial vote tally shows Mr. Marcos Jr., commonly known as Bongbong, has secured the win by receiving double the number of votes compared to his opponent, the current Vice President, Lenny Robredo. Australia-based Filipino nurse and human rights advocate Maria Elma Ocampo watched the polls at the Philippine Consulate General in Melbourne, among other supporters of the Vice President. She's told SBS News she's sad but trying to stay hopeful.
A lot of people are disillusioned, feeling hopeless for our motherland, for our beloved motherland. But I think wherever we are, I'm in Australia, some of my friends and families are in the Philippines. We have to fight in our own way, and we don't have to let the disinformation fake news. We don't have to let it sink into the Filipino mind. We have to fight it as much as we can.
The Queensland government has ordered a four-month inquiry into police responses to domestic and family violence. It comes as coercive control is set to become a criminal offence in Queensland, with the state government to adopt all 89 recommendations of a Women's Safety Task Force. The decision follows a persistent campaign to outlaw coercive control by the parents of Hannah Clark, who was murdered alongside her three children by her estranged husband in 2020. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has told Parliament $363 million will be allocated to a package of reforms, a key recommendation of the task force.
Mr Speaker, we will dedicate $106 million to improving safety for victims attending court. Yeah. Mr Speaker, we will expand specialist domestic violence courts. There will be more support for victims and a special strategy for First Nation communities. Yeah. Above all, Mr Speaker, we will hear her voice.
In sport, two Melbourne tram drivers are set to travel to Europe to compete in the European Tram Drivers' Championships. The state's team is the first from a non-European city invited to participate in the contest. And Yarra Tram's drivers Amanda Paul and Friendy Lim have spent the past few days practising in anticipation. The player's coach, Wayne Spears, told SBS he's optimistic about the outcome.
Yeah, so the team are very ready. I believe that we've been training really for the last while. We've been doing a lot of work talking about the activities that we'll be doing and mentally preparing ourselves for what those things might be.
And now tomorrow's weather. Perth, rain developing, 22. Adelaide, a possible late shower, 21. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 20. Hobart, sunny and 17. Canberra, showers increasing, 17. Wollongong, similar conditions, 21. Sydney, much the same, 23. Newcastle, showers, 24. Brisbane, rain and 22. Cairns, rain, possible storm, 28. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.